Joining us on the phone this morning from Anchorage is Tara Stevens. She's with the BP Teachers of Excellence program. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
And I guess you have an important deadline coming up for your program, right?
We do. This Friday, January 30th, is the deadline for nominations for the 20th year of the BP Teachers of Excellence program. So we're really looking for nominations from all your listeners. For Sitka teachers, I know that there are a lot of great teachers in Sitka, and want them all to get nominated to receive the award.
And what kind of teachers are we recognizing? Is it K-12? Is it the whole spectrum?
Yeah, any teacher who is a K through 12 teacher, and that can be private or public school teachers, even homeschool teachers, or we've had winners who are JROTC instructors. Any teacher out there that has made a difference in their students' lives, and I know that anyone can look back on their schooling and think of a couple teachers that really stood out and really were inspiring or made their students succeed, and those are the teachers that we're looking for.
Okay, so are you expecting students to fill out the nominations or parents?
Anyone can nominate, students or parents. Also, we get a lot of nominations from principals and other teachers who really see how hard their colleagues are working, and even friends or spouses of teachers can nominate. You don't even have to be involved with the school system at all. I know a lot of spouses are really the ones who see the hard work that's being done outside of school hours, and those are some really fun nominations to read because teachers have a job that doesn't end when the bell rings.
The deadline is just around the corner. Is it a very lengthy nomination process? How do people go about
it? It's not. It's just a quick nomination, and people can find that at bpteachers.com. And it's just asking a couple questions about the teacher and some just contact information, really, so we can get a hold of them. But asking them what makes this teacher inspiring and exceptional, which, of course, is an easy one to answer. And then asking if there's any sort of outside the classroom involvement that the teacher has. A lot of teachers, as we know, they're not just teachers. They're also out in the community. They're fundraising for community organizations, or they have clubs and groups outside of school that they really are involved with. And we want to know about those things, too.
And you have some past winners here in Sitka, right?
We do. We've had two winners from Sitka. Mike Mahoney is a science teacher over at Mount Edgecombe, and Christy Anderson is an English teacher at Mount Edgecombe. So it sounds like that's a school with a lot of great teachers, but I know that there are others, and we would really like to see some more winners from Sitka.
How many teachers receive recognition each year from the program?
Well, the program recognizes a different amount every year. Last year, we had 33 total winners from all across the state. Sitka's a part of our group of winners that we call the outlying districts or outside of the major cities here in Alaska. And so we usually pick about 5 to 10 winners from all the rest. So last year, Christy Anderson was our winner from Sitka, and Mike won in 2012. So definitely in the last several years since we opened the program up statewide, Sitka has been represented in there, but like I said, we'd love to see some more.
And the winning teachers bring home some cash for their
school.
Yeah,
they do. The teachers who win receive $500, and then BP also makes an additional $500 grant to the school. So that money can go towards any special programs that the teacher is really advocating for. They can use it to buy books for the library, or it can just go to the general PTA group. There's been a lot of different things done with that money. And then another thing that the winners get is they get to have a little celebration with their school that BP hosts for them. And I know that teachers in the past have taken their students on field trips, or they can use that party to take their kids to a pizza parlor, or they can just have a big celebration at their school.
So there's definitely something in it for the recipients of this besides the pure recognition.
Absolutely.
Did you say this is the 20th anniversary of the program?
It is. This program began in 1995, actually by a BP employee who had children growing up here in the Anchorage School District. And education is really important to BP. We want to make sure that there's a workforce of Alaskans who are coming up through the pipeline and learning about math science and coming to work for us later on. And so education is one of our main focuses. And so this BP employee really knew that the teachers are the ones who are on the front lines of this education and really know that a lot of the time, teaching can be a really thankless job, and they don't always get the recognition that they deserve. So he started this program, and it started off as a relatively small program here in Anchorage. And like I mentioned, a couple years ago, we opened it up statewide, and we get around 1,400 nominations every year. So just a testament to how many great teachers are out there.
In the world of nonprofits, when we receive grant money, our grant funders actually expect results. We have to report back. BP, is there any sense that this program is accomplishing what you hoped to achieve when it started 20 years ago? Are you seeing kind of a return on investment that this recognition and support of strong teaching is supposed to bring?
Well, we sort of look at that in terms of what kind of nominations we're receiving, how many people are out there taking the time to say something great and want to say thank you to their teachers. No teacher can win the award twice, so getting 33 to, you know, somewhere in that range each year of unique teachers who are being recognized for what they're doing really says something about sort of the not just renewable resource of students out there, but also we have a very renewable resource of teachers who are making a difference year after year. A lot of teachers come to Alaska to teach, and we get new teachers, and some teachers, such as Mike Mahoney, is a lifelong Alaskan. He grew up in Kodiak. So it's great to see sort of a mix of people who fall in love with Alaska and stay, and people who are born here and go on to teach the next generation.
All right. So the deadline is this Friday, and people can go to bpteachers.com and see the nomination form. That's right?
That's correct.
And when will the winners be announced?
The winners will be announced in mid-April, and we will send out a press release, and also anyone who nominated a teacher will get a little note that their teacher is receiving the award, and we try and include those nominators in the celebration and sometimes even in the revealing to the teachers that they won, and that can be really fun.
Tara, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and I hope people answer the call and get online and nominate some teacher that's made a difference in their lives.
Absolutely. I hope so, too.
Tara Stevens is Associate Director of Government and Public Affairs with BP Alaska. We've been talking about the BP Teachers of Excellence program. Thanks for joining us, Tara.